the support of young people training to become election observers. And I think it worked in Tunisia. Having a lot of young people watchdogging and monitoring what's going on in the country during the election helps to prevent many of the violence. And just want to come back on the social media aspect, because I thought you would come to me, but you didn't. It's very obvious that social media is very influential in politics, because we have seen, and we still see till today, bloggers and YouTubers being arrested by regimes and governments. And that has only one conclusion, that these bloggers are influentials, and also regimes and government censoring the internet or shutting down completely the internet for days in some of the instances. So on the one hand, yes, social media is influential, but on the other hand, it can be a player to incite for violence. And especially during election time, a lot of the incitement for violence comes from social media. And what the example that comes to my mind is Kenya, because of the 2007-2008 post-election violence that they have witnessed. From 2008 till their election 2013, young people there worked a lot on peace building, and it's maybe an aspect we didn't address a lot, because peace builders also can promote peace blogging and can promote peace on social media. And one of their initiatives was a campaign called Someone Tell CNN, because CNN reported violence in 2013, which didn't happen. And so the youth movement stormed Twitter, campaigning and showing that peace prevails in Kenya and that there is no violence happening. So that kind of misinformation, if the youth take on ownership of it and change the narrative, it could save what could have happened in that moment. So I think also promoting peace builders, and with the last recent resolution that we have, we also need to go back to the national planning and policies and start implementing that. We need to promote and convince more people to be on the side of peace building in such a violent world we live in today.
Thank you for that contribution. Peace building will be the focus of tomorrow morning session, so